This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New York's death toll from COVID-19 has dropped below 100 for the first time since March. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, the news comes as other states are seeing a spike in cases.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says 84 people died Friday from the coronavirus.
For me, it's just a sign that we're making real progress, and I feel good about that.
Well, that brings the death toll to more than 2,300. Cuomo says two more regions, Mid-Hudson and Long Island, are on track to reopen this week, something he attributes to New Yorkers' diligence in social distancing and mask wearing.
You look at the New York curve, you look at how low it is, you look at the number of deaths, you look at the decline. Compare that with the rest of the nation, where you still see the rest of the nation's curve going up.
LA, DC, and Chicago remain persistent COVID hotspots, according to the White House Task Force. I'm Julie Walker.
It's Memorial Day weekend in the United States, a day meant to honor the country's war dead, but also the unofficial start of summer. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, this year the coronavirus has made the holiday very different.
Even as states continue to ease back virus restrictions, celebrations are going to look different. Many states are still banning large gatherings. At California's Huntington Beach,
you can't lay out on the beach. You have to be engaged in walking, running, swimming, surfing, anything where you're moving.
But Dr. Deborah Birx with the White House Coronavirus Task Force says families should get outdoors to enjoy activities.
You can play golf. You can play tennis with marked balls. You can go to the beaches if you stay 6 feet apart.
Using a face mask. Some public health officials worry that holiday gatherings could cause outbreaks to come roaring back. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the festival that concludes the fasting month of Ramadan under the long shadow of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The three-day event marks the end of the fasting month of Ramadan for the world's 1.8 billion Muslims. People usually celebrate by traveling, visiting family, and gathering for lavish meals, all of which is largely prohibited as authorities try to prevent new virus outbreaks. Some countries, including Turkey, Iraq, and Jordan, will impose round-the-clock curfews for the duration of the holiday. In Saudi Arabia, home of the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, people will only be allowed to leave their homes to buy food and medicine.
In Aqsa, we are not allowed.
Most restrictions have been lifted in Jerusalem, but the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third holiest site in Islam, will remain closed until after the holiday. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Pakistan's aviation minister said Saturday an independent inquiry would be held into a plane crash in the port city of Karachi, which killed almost everyone on board. The announcement came as the first funerals were held for the victims of the crash. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The plane crash-landed in a densely populated area of Karachi, but no deaths on the ground were reported. Officials said the black box flight recorder has been recovered from the wreckage of Friday's disaster.
That has also been handed over to
Arshad Malik, the head of Pakistan International Airlines, said the pilot's last message indicated a technical problem. He told controllers he'd lost power from both engines. Flight PK8303 was flying from Lahore to Karachi. Pakistan only last week resumed domestic flights it had suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. With many people traveling for the Eid al-Fitr holiday, expected to fall on Sunday or Monday.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Spain on Saturday, calling for the ouster of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, the protests came as Sanchez announced plans to reopen Spain's economy.
People in the capital Madrid and second city Barcelona will be allowed to dine outdoors and have gatherings of up to 10 people as infections slow. Spain started phasing out one of Europe's toughest lockdowns earlier this month, but full restrictions have remained in Madrid and Barcelona, where the outbreaks were more severe. In other regions, which account for about half of Spain's population, the lockdown restrictions will be relaxed even further. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Saturday the country will open to international visitors from July.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.